This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I really do. I know there's other things you'd be watching, other things you'd be listening to. Some of you are listening to the president's speech. God bless. I mean, I'd rather, frankly, I know they're going to make some station managers pass out, but I'd rather you listen to him than me. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and on the air, in the chat room. You know, really, when you think about how important this speech is, how important this convention is, right? You just have to pay attention. You just have to know what's going on. So when you know, I don't know how to phrase this, but when it comes to the control that China has, not over just the U.S., but over the globe, it's unfathomable. China was not a world player a couple of decades ago. And look at how far they've come in a relatively short period of time. We've always known them to be... Now, let's make something clear. When I'm talking about China, I'm talking about the Chinese government. I'm not talking about the Chinese people. There's many, many terrific and wonderful Chinese people that even I know that are just good, decent human beings. But when you look at what just took place in Hong Kong, you know, the Chinese government has been known to lie after lie after lie. Did we really believe that they were going to allow China, I mean, allow Hong Kong to continue on the way it was? They're jailing. We don't know all of this because you're not getting the information, but they are jailing legislators there. Duly, you know, voted in, duly elected people. Why? Because they're too much into independence. Because they spoke against the government at one time. May have been recent. May have been years gone by. So, why are we still allowing this? Right? Now, pretty much everything you get comes from China. It's kind of hard to find stuff that isn't made in China. And I get it. Some people have said to me, you know, you keep saying we need to buy American, but we can't find stuff made here. Most of the stuff does come from China. So what you need to do? You need to work. You need to put some effort behind it. Like you're looking, you know, some of you guys, you know, you're looking for that part for your car. That's what you need to do. You need to look that hard. Right, you got China who's livid with us, first of all, for blaming them for now. All of a sudden, China has decided they know where the virus actually came from, and it wasn't from them. No, really? They're taking a hit across the globe, too. The Chinese state media has raised Beijing's pharmaceutical leverage to block critical components and supplies for U.S. drug companies. In other words, because we're so dependent on them, there are items that we need to create product here, but not drug-related product. But not just that. I didn't know it. You know, ibuprofen and penicillin especially, they make the bulk of the penicillin for the planet. Why? Why aren't we doing this? And again, I'm not going to pick on the unions, but is it the unions? Is it the regulations? The EPA? What is it that makes it so that we have to take drugs from China? We don't know if they're substandard or up to the par that we would have them on. You know, the FTC found out that China and Turkey and other places were, China and India, you know, the pharmaceuticals that you get online, you get cheaper than you get anywhere else. Yeah, that's because they weren't pure drugs, because they weren't the pure medicine that you were told they were. So, you know, how do I know my ibuprofen really is ibuprofen? How do I know the penicillin is really penicillin? Pure penicillin. And then, you know, with the coronavirus, I mean, we kind of joke when we say, you know, hey, when you get stuff from China, you don't know what's in it. Guess what? You don't know what's in it. You don't know what's in that bag. You don't know what's in that product. You don't know who handled it. Who sneezed on it? Right? Now, I know you guys were into capitalism. We had this talk. But, I mean, I would give, first of all, they don't need to make any more money, and I get that. But I would do something to incentivize the pharmaceutical companies to make penicillin here. Maybe there's not enough money in it for them. I don't know. Right? To make aspirin and penicillin and ibuprofen. But let's forget all the profit, and let's forget how hard it is to make or what have you. We're now being threatened by the Chinese that some of the drugs we need, well, they may not be available. If we don't back off of some of the tariffs we have on them, they may not be available. Right? And what I tell you guys earlier, if you were listening earlier, what I tell you that mainstream media was going to focus in on, what were they going to lock in on? Yeah, I was right, 100%. Journalists are condemning the lack of social distancing at the White House during the president's speech, you know, and they're invoking the death of Herman Cain. Just amazing. They are cold and crass people, right? They just won't quit. ABC News White House correspondent Jonathan Carl said, "I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I can't believe what's going on at the White House tonight." So I'm seeing your host. We'll be back in a little bit. You can laugh that one off, too, with me during the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We're back. You listen to Girl Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. Really want you a part of the solution if we can pull it off. And really, that is just pay attention. Look at what's going on around you. Pay attention. Don't spew the party line. Because that's nothing but trouble. I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I was making fun because I told you guys what was going to happen, right? I told you that when I was watching, the president giving his speech, and Ivanka comes out and speaks, and I saw the crowd, they're a couple of feet away from each other, 98.9% of them not wearing masks. I still don't get why, if you have a mask on, you have to be 6 feet apart. Doesn't the mask stop or block everything? Hello? I mean, really? I guess not. I just find it amazing. They can't make up their minds. Either they work or they don't work. Anyway, you know, CNN, MSNBC, oh, my God, appalled. Right? That the president would do this and allow people to sit there. So what do? Do you arrest them for not wearing a mask? How does that work? John Carl from ABC says, I'm speechless here. I've been covering the White House on and off for 2 decades. Here we have an entire south lawn of the White House transformed into the hall, the venue for a national political convention. I'm appalled, I tell you. John, in your 20 years of on and off again coverage of the White House, have you done it during a pandemic? Do you know how much cheaper for the American taxpayer, how much cheaper it was all the way around to protect the president at the White House as opposed to going to a different venue and shutting it down? Just saying. Trump wants the people to see the White House as his, the presidency of his Biden, as a usurper. It's the power of incumbency taken to new levels. It's pretty obvious that multiple people must be violating the law in order to make this happen. And that's from the Washington Post. I mean, kid, would you expect anything positive from these people? Anything? CNN's Jake Tapper says Republicans would be rioting if Dems held norm-busting convention like Trump. No, we wouldn't, because we actually do believe in freedom of speech. We may call you out as liars. I mean, I still find it the hypocrisy overflowing. The same people who took God off their platform, who don't really want anything to do with him, are opening all of a sudden this year, opened up a prayer. Right? Opened up the different segments for prayer. And the funny thing about it is that one of the cameras, I don't know if you guys caught it, one of the cameras, yeah, they were switching, I guess, to different live shots. And it was a gay couple, two men, looking down, or kind of looking down, except for the one guy was kind of looking up. He had his, they don't know when the camera's on, they can't tell, right? Or when the camera's on them. So then one guy kind of had his eyes open, nonchalantly looking around. It's like, okay, if you want to bow your head, that's fine. Why did the cameraman take a shot of that? How bad was that? Right? They're using our tax dollars for their political campaign. They know it's illegal, but they don't care because they control the executive branch and congressional Republicans won't do anything about it. Really funny. Really funny how outraged they are when a Republican does something they perceive to be illegal, but still nothing about the dossier. Right? Nothing about what Comey did. Nothing about the lies that the Democrats told to push that thing through. Nothing about what was done. They don't care. They really, look, get something through your head. Because some of you are still kind of wishy-washy. They don't care about what's right or wrong. They care about maintaining power. They care about putting power back into their pocket. They know they're screwed right now. Look at their faces on CNN. They're not mad. A mad face is totally different than a face of, oh my God, we're screwed. Two different ways to look at things. Philip Bump says Trump wants people to see the White House as his. The presidency is his and Biden is a usurper. It's the power of incumbency taking to new levels. Oh, my God. They're using our tax dollars for their political campaign? Right. Here's the thing. We'd be using your tax dollars like 10 times as much to protect him in another venue, in another place. Yes, his campaign pays a portion of it. But they are bound by law to protect the president no matter what he's doing. Right? Other journalists, does it insult every person who makes the effort to mask and social distance in the name of public health? I find this really interesting. Go look at the numbers, but they would never do this. Go look at the numbers and go look at the states that have mandatory masks. See how they're doing with COVID. Right? They're not doing. Matter of fact, some of them are doing worse. I just find this all hilarious. CNN contributor Amanda Carpenter stated, "Pre-K children are doing more on this front than you will see the audience do tonight. This is so saddening. Makes all the sacrifice feel for nothing." Which is really funny because, really, oh, what sacrifice? And you're telling me those people in the South Lawn are that big of a threat? It's a pandemic, except in the Trump world, where everybody is in denial. Oh, these people are sad. I'm look at it. If I'm boring you, I'm sorry, but I'm having fun with this. I mean, again, there are jail systems here in Los Angeles County. You don't hear this. I've got some friends that run around in those, not in the jails, but in that legal environment, if you would. And what they're telling me and what I'm hearing is, check this out. They've got some of the highest rates of COVID in these jails because they're giving it to each other on purpose. They think they can get out of jail. Some of them are, some of them are not. So they take this COVID, and they're not dying in the jails. They're on top of each other. They're in the same room, same hallway, same everything all day long. They're still alive. They're not dying. I explained that one. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he would be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. This is the real side here on GCN Live. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, actually part of the solution, right? And the way you do that is you get informed, you get engaged, you get involved. I try to make it as easy as possible for you guys, really do. So even if you hear it from me, it's like some of you get mad at me when I say it, but even if you hear it from me, even if you hear it from your pastor at a pulpit on Sunday, you need to check it out. You need to learn how to read your Bible. You know, I mean, some of you, no comment. And it's really the only way you get informed for sure. It's really the only way that you're really going to understand what it means. And it's the same thing here in politics. Make sure that you really understand what you're talking about, what you're saying. Because a lot of people who want to spew, and I get it, you want to be part of, you want to be involved, I got it, it's exciting, or can be, so that's going to be infuriating, but for the most part it's exciting, I get it, but man, just make sure you're not that fool that everybody laughs at when you leave the room, that you got your information, you got it right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Hey, do me a favor, right? Set up to the website. It's a couple of things you can do up there. You can sign up, and I know, you know, sometimes I go too long with this, but apparently not everybody gets it or they forget about it or what have you. We have an Android and Apple app, right? You can sign up for the text simply by texting TRS to 77222, sign up for the email. There's a boatload of ways you can get in touch with the show. And I know I shouldn't harp on this long, but I'm having so much fun with this. Me personally. Because I called it. I called it when I saw it. I looked up over my shoulder. The president's having his meeting on the South Lawn, giving his acceptance speech. And the journalists on the other side are going nuts. If Obama did it, they would praise him. You know, I mean, geez, at least the Secret Service don't have to set up in a place and they don't have to, you know, do everything that needs to be done to keep the president secure and look at the money he's saving the taxpayers. No, 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 no. These guys can't stand Trump. There isn't anything he's going to do to make it better. You know, what's funny is there's things you guys don't even know about that Trump has done. Some of you listen to the show, you know who Dr. Gerard Lomero is. And his life was saved, for all intents and purposes. But his life was saved, and a majority because Trump signed a bill that, or you know, signed an executive order that allowed him to take, voluntarily take, drugs that really hadn't been tested yet. I mean, to a degree they had, but not to the degree they needed to be before they could be approved and put out. And the beauty, you know, the thing I've never understood about the left is they were all for you having the ability to commit legal suicide. They have a different name for it. I don't. All right, all for that. Several states, right, they allow you to decide when and where and how you're going to die to a big degree. And with all that said, with all that, you couldn't decide to take drugs that might kill you, but might cure you. That was illegal. Does that make sense to anybody? It's my analogy with the abortion stuff all the time. I do not understand. I do not get how a woman on her way to an abortion clinic, maybe she gets hit by a car. Right, guy jumps the curb by accident, car jumps the curb, hits her, she falls, she aborts the kid there, or the kid dies there, she's fine for overall. He could be brought up on involuntary manslaughter charges. She doesn't have a right to say one thing or the other in that case. How does that make any sense? How is it involuntary manslaughter for the guy who might hit her by accident, knock her down, or even a woman for that matter? I don't get it. It makes no sense. I guess it's the 4th of July in D.C. I'm looking over my shoulder. Fireworks are going off like crazy after the president's speech. That'll make the left go crazy, too. They're going to talk more about how much money the president is spending, taxpayer money. So I know there's a couple of loons listening to the show. I've already seen them post some of the stuff I said, which I love. Let's just hit a couple of these accomplishments of Donald J. Trump, our president. Yes, our president. He signed three bills to benefit the Native people, Native Americans. One gives compensation to the Spokane tribe for the loss of their lands in the mid-1900s. One funds the Native language programs. The third gives federal recognition to the Little Shell tribe of Chippewa Indians in Montana. Trump finalized the creation of the Space Force. Trump signed a law to make cruelty to animals a federal felony so that animal abusers face tougher consequences. I wonder who that was aimed at. Violent crime has fallen every year he's been in office. Right? It had risen during 2 years before. Actually, it rose longer than that. But crime was rising in this country like crazy 2 years before President Trump was elected. Trump's EPA gave $100 million to fix the water infrastructure problem in Flint, Michigan. Couldn't get any Democrat to fix it. Why didn't Obama sign that? Why didn't Obama do something about it? But you don't hear this from mainstream. In 2018, the U.S. surpassed Russia and Saudi Arabia to become the world's largest producer of crude oil. That's Trump. Now, I'm sorry, what is that doing to the ecosystem? Nothing. Not hurting it at all. They'll tell you this, but they won't give any proof for it. That would require common sense and truth. Trump signed a law ending the gag orders on pharmacists that prevented them from sharing money-saving information. Big Pharma's not happy with him in the least. Trump signed the Allow States and Victims to Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act, called FOSTA. Includes a Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act, SESTA, which both give law enforcement and victims new tools to fight sex trafficking. Trump signed a bill to require airports to provide spaces for breastfeeding moms. Why did he have to sign these? And what I mean by that is, why wasn't this stuff being done and pushed through when Barack Obama was president? I don't understand. Low-wage workers benefiting from higher minimum wages, from corporations that are increasing entry-level pay. Now, some will say, well, yeah, that's because, you know, the minimum wage has been increased to $15 an hour, but that's not true. It is not $15 an hour everywhere. When corporations start seeing more happening, they get more productivity, they'll pay people more money. And then, you know, they're always making, you never see this stuff posted. Trump signed the biggest wilderness protection and conservation bill in a decade and designated 375,000 acres as protected land. Trump signed the Save Our Seas Act, which funds $10 million per year to clean tons of plastic garbage from the ocean. He also signed a bill this year allowing some drugs imports from Canada so that prescriptions or prescription prices will go down. I mean, we can do this all day. There's 7 pages of single and or double line accomplishments of Donald Trump. And you won't hear, you haven't heard any of these. Matter of fact, some of them you heard of in the negative. Right? You mean all the bad things that he's done. He's allowing more drilling. That's why we're number one. Well, why wouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? What kind of damage is being done to the ecosystems of those other countries? Shouldn't we be like them? Shouldn't we share in the damage? That's how stupid this is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Already got, listen, I was not pounding on Catholicism. If you listen to the show for any length of time, you know better. So I'm not going to beat my brains out with that. But I don't understand how Pelosi or any of those, Cain, can talk about being a good Catholic. Pelosi says she doesn't hate anybody, but man, she's got a lot of hateful words towards Trump, huh? Anyway, talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation, part of the solution. I mean, it's the best way for it to happen. I was having fun. I'm not going to do it anymore because it's getting old even for me. But I called it when it was happening. I said the journalists will go crazy, right, because of people not wearing masks. That some, not only are people not wearing masks, but they're sitting right next to each other. Can't have that. It's terrible. And is this how it's going to be for the next, what, 4 years? Because, you know, you're going to win. Except that, you know, Al Gore and a few others, but Al Gore suggests that the military is going to have to remove Trump from office if he won't concede on election night. Well, why should he concede on an election night if Hillary's telling Biden he doesn't have to concede? Well, why would that happen? And I think what you're going to have to do, I think you're going to have to remove Joey B. Because he's going to assume he was the winner. He's going to show up in the White House. They're going to have to pull him out with the guards. And he'll be screaming, "I thought you had it fixed. You said it was okay." Right? When the Supreme Court resolved the 2000 presidential election in favor of George W., former Vice President Al Gore conceded defeat, something he doesn't believe President Trump will do if he loses. In an interview with Reuters on Tuesday, Gore, a Democrat who served with Billy Bob Clinton as Vice President, I'd like to know what he knew went down. He said that Trump is attempting to put his knee on the neck of democracy by attacking mail-in ballots. Yeah, okay, whatever. He's not attacking. The funny thing about it is he's lying here. He didn't attack absentee ballots. He said they were a whole different thing. Matter of fact, Trump went out of his way to say they were a whole different thing. He says he seems to have no compunctions at all about trying to rip apart the social fabric and political equilibrium of the American people. And he's strategically planning doubt in advance. Right. Because the Dems aren't doing any of that. Right? Nancy Pelosi? What is she saying? What is Hillary saying about it? Nancy doesn't want... Now, this is great. Nancy Pelosi has said she doesn't want Joe Biden to do any kind of forums or debates with Trump. Don't bring yourself down to that level. That's what Pelosi's saying. Which is really funny. Because it's not a matter of bringing him down to that level. She knows exactly what's going to happen. He'll have his head handed to him by Trump. I mean, these people, look, they are nitpicking at every little thing that Trump has done. The Marine Corps has responded to the controversy over Marines at the naturalization ceremony. So the Dems are really mad that they had Marines there. But the Marine Corps has clarified that the Marines who appeared on camera during a naturalization ceremony, it took place at the White House in the air during the RNC. But they were there in their official capacity. They weren't asked to be there. They have to be there. They're protecting the president. The Marines who appeared in the video that aired Tuesday night, I think, at the Republican National Convention, they were on official duty. Right? At issue of the video, the naturalization ceremony that President Trump presided over, the beginning of the video shows two active duty Marines in uniform opening the door for Trump. Oh, my God. They opened the door for Trump. Can't have that. And the Marine footage is a ceremony. It happens at the White House. They're all assigned a place of duty. They're all assigned to doors. And part of their duty is to open the door for the president. You know, with Obama, part of their duty was to hold an umbrella so Obama wouldn't get wet. The president held a naturalization ceremony, pardoned an individual, which were official White House events. These are all covered under the duty of those Marines. But I'm sure we'll need an investigation that will lead to an impeachment process towards President Trump. It has to. They got nothing else. Absolutely nothing. And I was talking that Pelosi says that Biden, he shouldn't debate Trump. I would legitimize a conversation with him, she said. No, because you know what I'd like to see? I would love to see Trump debate both Pelosi and Biden at the same time. He wouldn't have to say anything. They'd be too busy fighting with each other, right? Pelosi says she wouldn't do it because, you know, the commander-in-chief would belittle the forum and engage in skullduggery. What is he? Is he 127? I mean, really? She said, I don't think there should be any debates. None. Well, it doesn't matter. You know, Joey B. says he's ready to call out the president on his lies. So why not have it? Right? Allow the president to lie, as they say, and then let Joey B., the sharpest knife, I hope he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but whatever, let him call out the president as lies. Let him give fact. I think that'd be great. See, they seem to be making mistake after mistake after mistake. You'd think they would know better, right? They're not bringing out, you know, they don't want to do this because they're saying the president will make, you know, some tomfoolery out of it. When in reality, they and the rest of the American populace knows that Joe will fall flat on his face. Now, Biden says, yeah, I have every intention to show up at these debates. As long as the debate commission continues down the straight and narrow as they have, I'm going to debate him. And I'm going to call out his lies in real time. I'm going to be a fact checker on the floor as I'm debating him. Because Joe is that fast, and he's that sharp. Is he not? Pelosi is the latest high-profile Democrat to offer a major piece of advice to former Vice President. No, you know what? Just let Joe does what he does. Right? I mean, look at what the Democrats, look what they're standing for here. Don't debate, don't leave the basement, don't concede the election. And yet, Trump's the one. Trump's the one they're going to have to remove by force, right? And I just find this interesting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys, you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me messages, sending me emails. I try to read them sometimes. I can't get them that fast. This is a weird one, too. California Supreme Court. They have decided, this is great, that Governor Newsom needs to justify school closures. He's had it. They've had it. And now there's a suit against them. The California Supreme Court has given Governor Gavin Newsom until Friday to respond to the lawsuit seeking to enjoin his orders that bars and schools open for in-person learning. The lawsuit, formerly known as the writ petitions, they were filed by the Tyler and Birch law firm on behalf of a large coalition of parents. Now, private schools and charter schools have signed on to it, and also the Orange County Board of Education. Department of Health Director Sandra Shuri was also named in the filings. Attorney Rob Tyler told the California Globe that it was fantastically wonderful news, although I don't know if that's proper English. The California Supreme Court had accepted their writ. Now remember, these are a bunch of lefties. Most of these are hardcore left. By closing schools in California to in-person learning, Newsom is creating havoc for parents and children, Tyler contended. California Constitution requires that all children receive an equal education. Our position that is creating unequal burden on economically disadvantaged families. So what's going to come out of this is the school district's going to be forced, right, to pay for whatever services the kids need to be able to be educated. The money ain't there. It's not going to happen. He said the poorer families don't have the money to pay. You know, these learning pods that are popping up all over California now. One of his clients is a single mom who works full time. She can't stay at home with her child while they're online learning. One writ petition was filed in the California Supreme Court on behalf of private schools. It's the Emanuel Schools, Linfield Christian School. It goes down a whole list of private schools. The other was filed on behalf of the Orange County Board of Education, which wants to reopen schools and the Palm Lane Charter School. The parents represented in that case are Juan Cruz, Angela Miller. They want their kids back in school. They can see what's going on with their kids. They can see the problems their kids are currently having. I mean, why? I don't get this. They have the ability. I've been told that Newsom is, just circling around his office. He doesn't know what to do. I can tell him what to do. Call the show, Gavin. And I'll tell you how to open the schools. Get our kids back in school. Get them back to a healthy scenario for them. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being part of. And God bless. Have a great rest of the day.